Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have partly cloudy skies here this morning, and 61 degrees your current temperature. We look today for areas of fog early, then mostly sunny. Variable winds at 10 miles per hour and a high of 87. Tonight, partly cloudy with southeast winds at 5 miles per hour and a low of 64. Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in state and local news on KJAN. In state news, former Iowa Congressman Leonard Boswell, a decorated veteran of the Vietnam War, has died at the age of 84. Boswell spent much of his political life representing southern Iowa in the state Senate and then in the U.S. House before losing a bid for re-election for a ninth term. Boswell said farewell to Congress in December of 2012 in a speech on the House floor.
Hadn't planned on this all coming to this kind of a closure, but it's caused me to reflect back over life, and I feel very blessed. I started out in a tenant farmhouse, but look what I've gotten to do.
Boswell had previously served 20 years in the U.S. Army and retired at the rank of lieutenant colonel. Boswell and his wife, Dodie, a teacher, then moved to Davis County, where Davis County Farm, where Boswell raised cattle. He was first elected to the Iowa Senate in 1984. In 1993, his Democratic peers elected him president of the state Senate. Democratic gubernatorial nominee Bonnie Campbell chose Boswell as her running mate in 1994, the year that Republican Terry Branstad won a fourth term as governor. In 1996, Boswell won a seat in the U.S. House, where he had served for 16 years. In saying farewell to Congress, Boswell said he had lived the American dream, and he offered these parting words to his colleagues.
It's been my pleasure and my good fortune to live in the United States of America and to serve our country. We got lots on our plate, but you know what? We can do this because that's who we are. We can, and I'm sure we will.
And 3 months ago, Boswell spoke at a fundraiser for Polk County Democrats and introduced keynote speaker Nancy Pelosi.
I'm very pleased that in spite of the some things that have happened to me, that I can be here with you tonight to do a very special thing for me, and that's introduce somebody that I have the greatest admiration for.
Pelosi, the top Democrat in the U.S. House, came on stage, and the two raised their joint hands in a victory pose.
Thank you very much, Leonard Boswell, for being who you are. For the patriot that you are, you honor us all with your presence as you have honored America with your leadership and your service. You served in the military, you served in the Congress, you served in the community. Leonard Boswell, isn't he something wonderful?
During his years in the state legislature, Boswell represented a sprawling southwest Iowa district that was geographically larger than some of the state's congressional districts. Boswell routinely made calls to constituents who were hospitalized and served as the auctioneer at many community and party events. While serving in the U.S. House, Boswell led the Congressional Prayer Caucus at the National Prayer Breakfast in 2004. Boswell told the crowd about a key moment in his faith journey, about flying an airplane in Germany when he served in NATO.
And I think I said, maybe out loud, I don't know, but Lord, I need your help. I'm not going to make it. And no sooner than I thought that, and it just like there was a tunnel of light right down Bomb Holder Strip. I turned and flew right down that tunnel, it seemed like, landed, and I heard footsteps running towards me, people coming down the runway. And pretty soon, four or five people showed up, and they said, where did you come from? I said, well, there was a hole in the clouds, and I came through that hole. In all seriousness, they said, we heard you fly and turn up the valley. We heard you go into a power climb. We waited for the crash. How'd you get here? So I told them, and they looked at each other. They weren't sure, but I knew.
Boswell, an assault helicopter pilot during the Vietnam War, had a non-cancerous tumor removed from his abdomen in 2005. In 2015, Boswell announced he was having a tumor evaluated, and he said the tumor could be linked to the chemical known as Agent Orange that was used during the war in Vietnam. And person yesterday did say he died from complications from a rare form of cancer. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions, during a stop in Iowa, criticized a federal judge he says is blocking President Trump from governing as the voters elected him to do, Radio Iowa's Dar Danielson reports.
Sessions criticized the judge who issued a nationwide order preventing the president's travel ban from taking effect. He accused the judge of psychoanalyzing the speech President Trump made on the campaign trail. Sessions says Trump has a government to run and it is not the duty of the courts to manage this government or pass judgment on every executive branch policy. Sessions also praised the president for keeping campaign promise and nominating faithful, restrained judges to the U.S. Supreme Court. Sessions called nominee Brett Kavanaugh a truly great future justice. No broadcast recording was permitted at the event, but reporters were allowed to take notes of Sessions' remarks. Radio Iowa, I'm Dar Danielson.
Attorney General Sessions also spoke early on Friday morning at the Des Moines Rotary Club, but that event was closed to the media. In prepared remarks released via email, Sessions touted the stock market results since Trump became president and told the Rotarians the country was getting back on track in fighting crime. Sessions said the country has to get serious about illegal immigration, and he indicated there are 40,000 illegal aliens living in Iowa, nearly equal to the population of Cedar Falls. Sessions also warned the crowd voter fraud exists, as he cited a case from Hampton in which an illegal alien from Mexico stole the identity of somebody from Puerto Rico and voted in 2012. Yesterday, the Iowa Department of Public Safety released the names and of the suspect and officer involved in a deadly Creston shooting on Monday. The suspect that was killed has been identified as 31-year-old Christopher J. Cameron of Creston. The Creston police officer that fired his service weapon in the incident is Sergeant Jared Otten. An autopsy was completed on Christopher J. Cameron on Wednesday by the Iowa Office of the State Medical Examiner, but final results are still pending. The report states that Otten has 12 years of law enforcement experience. No further details are being released at this time. The incident happened at 11:55 p.m. Monday night, after a call came in about a man with a gun sitting on a bench in McKinley Park in Creston. Officers engaged the man, now identified as Cameron, and he advanced on officers. He disobeyed orders to stop and drop his weapon, and Otten shot him. Cameron was given medical aid immediately, but later died of his injuries. Otten was placed on administrative leave per department policy following that incident. Red Oak police report the arrest of multiple people after investigating a reported minor beer party in Red Oak Friday night. Officers took a report of a minor beer party in the 800 block of East Summit Street and responded around 10 p.m. Friday. After investigation, officers cited into court and released three individuals and released a male juvenile to his parents. 21-year-old Jennifer Nicole Gibson of Red Oak was cited and released on the charge of permitting individuals under the age of 18 to consume or have possession of alcohol on her property. 20-year-old Dustin Lee Jones of Elliott was charged with possession of alcohol by a person 18 to 20 years of age. 18-year-old Jordan Aaron Thomas of Atlantic was also charged with possession of alcohol by a person 18 to 20 years of age. Two Red Oak residents were arrested on Friday evening after a domestic disturbance. At 8:28 p.m., officers arrested 48-year-old Terry Ann Nelson and 49-year-old Jeffrey Scott Blackburn, both of Red Oak. Nelson was charged with domestic abuse assault, second offense. Blackburn was charged with domestic abuse assault. Both subjects were arrested at their residence in the 500 block of Oakwood Avenue, and both were taken to the Montgomery County Jail and held on no bond. And Red Oak police report the arrest of 41-year-old Crystal Rush Stewart early Saturday morning at 1:32 a.m. Stewart was arrested in the 500 block of 4th Avenue and charged with interference with official acts. She was taken to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $300 bond. And at approximately 2:41 a.m. on Saturday morning, the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of 43-year-old Daniel Jacob Robeson of Brady, Nebraska, for possession of a controlled substance first offense following a traffic stop at the Highway 34, Highway 71 interchange north of Villisca. Robeson was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $1,000 bond. And Adair County officials announced on Friday that they have selected to use Snyder Geospatial's Beacon product for their public information records. Beacon is an interactive public access website that allows users to interact and view county information, public records, and geographic information systems. Adair County's Beacon web portal features a public site that includes important property taxation and assessment information, in-depth search capabilities, and property records. You can go to beacongis.com or beacon.schneidercorp.com to search for Adair County information now. That's a look at the latest in news. Now taking a look at your funeral announcements. Susan M. Mitchell, age 88, of Atlantic, died Monday at her home. Funeral services for Susan M. Mitchell will be held today at 10:30 a.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. Michael K. Lett, age 71, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at his home in rural Atlantic. Memorial services for Michael K. Lett will be held on Monday at 10:30 a.m. in the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Clarence George Holtz, age 91, of Denver, Colorado, formerly of Avoca, died August 5th at Berkeley Manor Care Center. Funeral services for Clarence George Holtz will be held on Monday at 10:30 a.m. at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Jody I. Thielen, age 53, of Anita, died Wednesday at the St. Elizabeth Regional Medical Center in Lincoln, Nebraska. Memorial services for Jody I. Thielen will be held on Tuesday at 10 a.m. in the St. Mary's Catholic Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Larry D. Wonder, age 84, of Harlan, died on Wednesday in Harlan. Memorial services for Larry D. Wonder will be held on Tuesday at 11 a.m. at the Congressional United Church of Christ in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. And Everett H. Peterson, age 81, of Oakland, formerly of Harlan, died Thursday in Omaha. A private graveside service will be held for Everett H. Peterson. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. That's your look at your latest news and funeral announcements on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.